Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully everybody is having a great Monday. Happy Pi Day. March 14th, 3.14. There was only a couple of those, like, nerd dates. Like, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. I mean, the nerds always go for that one. And then Pi Day, 3.14. And you know what, I probably would do one of those. You know, and I'm not too good to say, you know, oh, I'm not going to go after one of those easy-ass topics. But yeah, what is your favorite pie? Like, is it pizza? Or is it a sweet pie? Nah, I mean, but there's also other pies, like chicken pot pie. Ooh, see, now the more and more that I'm thinking about this, there's a whole bunch of other types of pies out there besides just pizza pie and then sweet pie. What up, Iggy T? Hopefully you had a great weekend, Iggy T. But yeah, no, I'm trying to think which one I could live without. Like, if I was going to give up, of course, pot pie. Pot pie is going to be the first one to go, right? Yes, of course. But then you got sweet pie or pizza pie. What do you keep? Okay, but first off, let's decide. What do you keep first? Do you keep pizza pie or sweet pie, like dessert pie? If you guys want to give me a call here, I got the Google Voice up. Yes, I am recording. 407-270-3044. Got some Facebook user says, hey, doesn't even have their name up there, but welcome. Yeah, you gotta, I don't know, man. Like, I think I'm sticking with pizza. But, I mean, if you go to one of those all-you-can-eat pizza pies or pizza places, they always give you, like, sweet pie sometimes, too. You can get those dessert pies. Go to CC's Pizza or something like that. Yeah, you're definitely going to be getting some sweet thin crust pizza. And then you could get into, a subgenre of pizza. Like, don't come at me with deep dish pizza. Deep dish pizza is not pizza. It's just more bread with just sauce on top of it. Definitely not pizza. It's just not. I don't consider that pizza at all when it comes to deep dish. Corned beef pie. Chicken pot pie. What about minced meat pie? What is minced meat pie? Is something that you would think that the Brits, like people from the United Kingdom, maybe even Welsh, would definitely eat, like minced meat pie. It just seems so unappealing whenever you say minced meat pie. But today is Pie Day. Also, Tom Brady came back. Did any of you guys really think that Tom Brady was going to stay retired, especially going out like that? The guy's had such a storybook career. Did you really think he was going to go out on a loss? And then what about the guy? What about the poor guy that bought what he thought was Tom Brady's last touchdown ball? He spent over $500,000 for it, and I really don't feel bad for him. Oh, cool. Well, thank you, Roxanna. Hope you're doing well. But yeah, no, it's been a crazy day. Brady, I think the whole reason Brady ended up coming back because he was at my favorite professional sports team, Manchester United, this past weekend. What up, Mark? How are you? If you guys are in the chat room right now on any of the platforms, because I'm on several platforms, Give me a liking. Please share it. Help spread the word. Don't forget, if you're liking the show, you can throw me a tip. Just a tip. Hell, like, I'll look, I'm making it clap. I'm twerking for your tips. But instead of twerking, I'm trying to entertain you guys. So, but yeah, Tom Brady got his picture taken with Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, just closing my rings. Oh, this also, I know that it's going to sound, you know, like this time change, and I know everybody bitches about it, but holy crap. You know, I don't even know why we do this. Just pick one or the other. I don't know. Do you guys like it to get darker earlier or darker later? Because I kind of like this one. I do. I don't like it getting as dark early. And then it also gets lighter later. Don't forget, you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. I also wanted to get your feedback on this. You know, I always tell a lot of people not to get involved into things. If it's not affecting you in any way, don't get involved, especially here in the state of Florida with everybody having guns. Everybody, you just don't know who's concealed carrying or not. But what up, call me Michaela. How are you? Yeah, I'm liking the longer days. But I go to get coffee today at the Bagel Barn right here in Edgewater. And I walk up there. I've been walking up there, getting my coffee, and then walking back. It's a little over 5 miles. I also met another listener of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. But I went in there today, and you could tell, like, this girl, and I knew, well, she told me it was her second day, but she probably 18, 19, maybe one of her first jobs out of high school. And I got coffee. I was like one of the first people through the door. And she explained to me, and I was very, very patient. Like, I'm overly patient. Like, I completely understand if it's her first day, first job, second day. It really doesn't matter. I was very, very patient, very, very considerate. What up, Burton's Law? And I got my coffee. I was great. I tipped her. And then this old guy came in. Now, I probably should not have said anything. And I let it go on for a little bit. But I could see the panic in this girl's face because he gets there and they don't have menus with the coffee. It's not like Starbucks where you have to, you know, choose from a whole bunch of different sizes. They just got small and large. And they got coffee and espresso. They got light and dark. I think all the coffees are the same price. But this old man, he was wanting a price list. He was wanting a price list. And he was not degrading this girl, but he was just being really short and rude, talking down to her, acting like she was dumb. And I spoke up. I told the dude, I was like, look, they got light, they got dark, they got large, they got small. If you're worried about the price of coffee when you go into a place, maybe you should not be going in and getting coffee. Maybe you should buy it at home and make it yourself. This guy, he was like, well, what do you drink, a decaf? Like, he was really, really snippy with me. And maybe this is very douchey of me to say. And I was like, caffeinated because I'm a man and I drink man coffee. Not that bullshit decaf stuff that you were wanting. And the guy told me, he was like, I don't think I was talking to you. And I was like, look, man, just get a coffee. Leave the woman alone. He was just being a real asshole. And I couldn't tell. He was an overweight guy. He didn't sound Southern. See, that's also the other thing. A lot of the people from up north come down here, especially the older people, and they're just rude. They're rude to the locals. And that's the thing about it. People from up north, they do think that they're better than people from the south. I know it. You know it. And I'm not saying, like, it's a bad thing. But people from the north do look down on people in the south. And look, I'm sure southern people look down or look up at some of the people from up north. And some of these people just can't let the Civil War go either. But it didn't, I just don't understand why this old guy, yeah, just assume everybody has a gun. That's how you got to live life now, because it's like, I could have talked off to this old man and he could have been like, I was in fear of my life and just smoked me right there across the coffee counter. And for what? Because I was sticking up for some girl that was working her first job, second day, and she was a little overwhelmed? Nah, I don't know. JKC, just got your wisdom teeth pulled. Did they, let me ask you, one of the best highs, the laughing gas. Like, I only got it once when I went in to go get, dental work done and stuff. But the laughing gas is so good. Ugh. Man, even though, like, it doesn't last very long, they give you some pain pills too, JKC, tide you over until the wisdom teeth, because, man, hopefully they didn't have to, like, break your jaw or anything. Oh, no gas. Sorry about your luck, man. You always got to ask for the gas. Get the gas and the Novocaine, or get some of that Twilight done. Did they have to, like, cut into your, like, gums and stuff to get them out, or were they ready to get out, JKC? Because there's different levels of wisdom teeth surgery. I don't even know. I was reading somewhere where the humans are actually evolving into not even, like, developing wisdom teeth. Because some people don't even get wisdom teeth anymore. They never, ever have to go through it. And it's kind of a good thing. I mean, wisdom teeth are kind of like a waste. Why do we even need them? I don't know about this next story that I'm going to play. No good RX anymore, too. Oh, man. Did you guys see down just high at the blue? Did you guys see the story about these spring breakers down in South Florida that overdosed? And they're making a big deal about it because it was West Point cadets. Now, I got two stories. I got the original story that broke, and then an update where they went after the drug dealer. Now, did they go after this drug dealer because it was West Point cadets? Because I know of plenty of overdose cases when it came to fentanyl, because these spring breakers all were partying and thought that they were getting pure cocaine, but it had nothing but fentanyl in it, too. But they did a big sting. They ended up finding this guy. And I just don't remember them doing this for, like, any other drug overdose. Was it a big deal because these were all West Point Academy cadets? And by the way, I think a couple of them actually played on the football team.
This is a really big development. Several different agencies right now investigating. Meanwhile, we know that two of the people involved, they are in critical condition in the hospital.
With bags and a suitcase.
Now, that looked like the kind of bags that are Army issued. That guy right there, cadet, you might have wanted to maybe hide the duffel bag a little bit that you're carrying there, because that just screams Army.
Bags and a suitcase, two more students leave the home. Trash left behind, the crime tape taken down. Police, however, still investigating how seven college students ended up in the hospital.
They were just...
That's why you only stick with a drug dealer you trust. It's why you should always bring your drugs when you're traveling, or at least driving. You can't make that connection down there because you don't know and you can't trust it. And I know a lot of you guys are probably like, well, Tuttle, it's drug dealers. You know, you never know. No. There are very trustworthy drug dealers out there. Ones that you can count on every single time to have what you need, and he's not going to give you something that's cut with fentanyl.
Out in the pool, like I said, they were barbecuing, listening to music.
Loud music all the way till about 1:30 in the morning.
Days prior, neighbors saw them coming and going in Ubers. This is Will Manners just off Northwest 29th Court. They were visiting from New York, staying at this short-term rental. Among the people in the group, West Point...
Why would you... Airbnb, like, do you just market it as a place for everybody to come and party? Because you know during spring break, it's gonna get trashed. So, like, do you not put great, because you know if you're marketing to people that were coming out of town just to party, like it's a party pad, then you don't go over the top because people are, you know, they just need a place to be able to crash. So the basics. Hell, you could do pullouts, futons, do whatever. With all the information out there, why would you buy drugs from a street-level dealer? Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point, David Rivera. I mean, there's just all types of stuff out there. And if you're smart about it, like, it's getting easier and easier. But, like JKC says, fentanyl is cheaper than coke. That's why it's cheaper to cut with it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't get it. That's why you got to go with one that you trust. One that's actually got a good name where you're not getting cocaine that's laced with fentanyl.
Academy cadets.
There were multiple people in cardiac arrest in the front yard.
But then the calls came in, overdose after overdose on cocaine laced with fentanyl. Four of the students were using the drug. Others rushed in to help them, and in the process were also exposed.
It gets the point as neighbors.
I mean, Vulture brings up a great point. I mean, I forgot to ask you about this. The real question is, why are Army cadets doing any type of drug? Oh, come on, Vulture. Vulture. You can't be that much of, trust me, you guys in the military, you should be allowed to kind of cut a little loose if you want to. I mean, if you're an Army cadet and you're spring breaking it, cocaine doesn't stay in your system a really, really long time. Well, I mean, they're not forbidden. I mean, if they were forbidden, they wouldn't have done it. So they did it. Vulture, what will happen to these cadets? Will they get in trouble? Yeah, cops are getting messed up as well, too. Now, they're saying that two of the people that got overdosed were, like, trying to give mouth-to-mouth to some of the people that were ODing. So I guess fentanyl is that strong that it could, if you were trying to save somebody. But, Vulture, should they really be kicked out, though? I mean, I'm sure the Marines like to party, too. I'm sure, like, when some of you Marine cadets or whatever are out there and you guys go out there, trust me, you guys probably, whatever. I say if you're in the Army, you should be able to do drugs if you want to. Matter of fact, they should supply you drugs. Cocaine will keep you up longer. Yeah, I know you have to apply. You almost have to have a written note from a senator just to be able to get into West Point.
We have to, like, stand up.
It's just been a mess with everything. The impact of the neighbors.
Some neighbors are angry. The incident bringing to light the ongoing growth of short-term rentals like Airbnb in cities like Wilton Manors. Residents complaining for years about the park.
Now, if you're a part of an HOA, David Rivera, right there. Look at that Marine logo right there, I think. I knew many Marines that did drugs when I was in. What do you think about that, Vulture? David Rivera. I knew many Marines that did drugs when I was in. We might have to have a Marine off here. Vulture versus David Rivera there. But if you have an HOA, anyone in the Army is subject to random screenings, too. Well, like I said, I really don't have a problem with military people, military cadets, anybody in the military in general do drugs. Didn't Hitler give meth to his Nazis? Yeah, just smoke pot. I mean, are they, not unless they're lacing bot with fentanyl, but I don't know what the point of that would be. God damn it. I hit the thing again. I fucking hate that.
Fentanyl. Four of the...
We have to, like, stand up.
It's just been a mess with everything. The impact of the neighbors.
Some neighbors are angry. The incident bringing to light the ongoing growth of short-term rentals like Airbnb in cities like Wilton Manors. Residents complaining for...
I mean, JKC brings up a great point. Need to have Narcan just in case to party now. It's a condom for hard drugs. I mean, JKC, man, thank you. I mean, that's a life-saving tip, maybe.
Years about the parties, strangers coming and going in homes. City Commissioner Gary Resnick says problems like this will only get worse unless the state steps in.
Now we think that we have some 400 vacation rental properties in our city, and that's roughly about 10% of all of our residents.
So what? You don't want people coming into your town? You know, even though they might be drug addicts, guess what? They're buying gas. They are buying food. They are buying groceries, all types of stuff. They're going to restaurants. So, yeah, I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And in this economy right now, I really don't think you could be turning down people that are coming into your city and spending money, even if they are drug addicts.
Units.
And as for the people involved, West Point releasing this statement, the U.S. Military Academy is aware of the situation involving West Point cadets, which occurred Thursday night in Wilton Manors. The incident is currently under investigation and no other details are available at this time. West Point also telling ABC News five of the several spring breakers who overdosed were West Point cadets. Two of those cadets were also on the football team.
Two of them were on the football team. That's not good. That's not good at all, but I don't know. Do the football ones that were a part of the football team get a pass because they were a part of the football team? And I'm going to get into the point of this on the story here, but they set up a sting.
A break in the case after this terrifying scene. A mass overdose near Fort Lauderdale during spring break.
On scene for an overdose call.
Authorities arresting 20.
Look at this guy, Alex Giovanni Casillas. Now, I mean, I don't know. That's why they lost that Navy kid. But I mean, this guy right here, I mean, did he know that I had fentanyl in it? I don't think he would. Because, I mean, those are potential clients if they were there. But, man, oh, man, this guy couldn't. I mean, that's why as a drug dealer, you're going to want to know the people that you're dealing to as well. Because if I think you would have been more careful if you would have known that these were Army cadets that go to West Point, probably wouldn't have given them drugs that had fentanyl in it.
21-year-old Axel Giovanni Casillas alleging he supplied drugs to the students. Police believe it was cocaine laced with fentanyl.
Has one male adult that did code. We believe this was an...
Wait, so does code mean he stopped breathing? Jason Martin. No, I did not see Jason Martin. Why would any street-level pusher taint his dope with fentanyl? Well, Jason Martin, somebody said that. I mean, it's cheaper. It kind of looks like cocaine. I don't know. What have happened with mushrooms? Marissa brings up a great point. Weed and mushrooms, you're not, I mean, less chance of dying. Just saying. But does code mean that they stop breathing?
First responders rushing to save seven spring breakers, one by one, treating them right on the front lawn of their vacation rental, several in cardiac arrest.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it would be. You're right, Toastmaster. But, I mean, why is fentanyl even, like, a thing if it is that bad? Like, yeah, I mean, I do feel bad for him as well, Marissa, but I just, how do they even, like, give people fentanyl in hospitals? Like, I know it's for, like, dying cancer patients and stuff. I mean, what is it? You just need, like, one little pinhead of fentanyl? Different drugs, different high. If you want to party and rage, it's coke. I mean, you're right, JKC.
We were able to get some of those individuals back so their heart was beating again with the Narcan.
Officials say at least four West Point cadets are among the victims. The drug's so powerful that police say two people were exposed to it while performing life-saving CPR.
Really, though? Do you think that those people, those other two people, they were like, oh, yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't inhale. They did the whole Bill Clinton. I didn't inhale it. I overdosed when I was trying to save somebody's life by giving them mouth-to-mouth. Like I said, why is this drug even a thing? I wanted to play you. I mean, it's not a news story here, but did you guys see this police chase? I mean, they ended up catching this guy, but man, this is a great thing about living in LA that you get to see a bunch of these police chase. And this guy, like,
and this is one of those things, you know, law enforcement, they have to keep these people safe. And
all right,
and
see this guy right here. Look.
There, the suspect trying to get into somebody's property or still trying to hide, but doing.
All right. So now look, the police roll up here. Look at this. All right. So one.
Very poor job of it right there. LAPD coming to a stop.
Two. All right.
Come
so look,
on, guys.
Look.
He's right there. The officer's running right by him. They're going right by him. Angie, our pilot today, talking on O2, trying to tell the officers that this suspect.
These news guys are being a bunch of narcs, too, depending on what this guy did.
Is right
look at this.
There.
This guy is right there.
And again, you just saw that. Oh my goodness, I just feel so bad for those officers making their way back now. It's the blue.
They should be playing the Benny Hill music.
Somebody's getting the information. Somebody's got to be getting the information. Keep coming around, Ange. Keep coming around.
Right there. There
that
he is.
Suspect.
Right there.
Unbelievable. We're watching.
The guy reporter should have been like, warmer, cold. You're freezing.
You have to understand that these officers don't know what the information that we know. But again, that LAPD helicopter just arriving.
Some of those officers
must be getting that information. There you go.
Look, he just looks. Now look at this. Now watch this. Guys, look. They still do not see him. They still do not see him at all. Look at what is.
Wow.
Look at this. Wow. And they turn around again.
They haven't seen him yet.
They're like, zoinks. There he is. Did you see, like, the guy was, like, startled whenever he turned around? Look, watch.
They haven't seen him zoinks. Yet. This is unbelievable. There we go. Oh, my gosh.
And this guy, even though he really wasn't running, he was just laying there. I bet the cops beat him. Beat the absolute piss out of him because they all look like a bunch of Keystone Cops.
Sorry about that. Got a little tense there at the end.
It was tense indeed. If you could hear the newsroom exploding.
Oh, we could hear him. We could hear you cackling hags in the background. Holy crap! How does something like that even happen? I got a couple of interesting stories here. Do you guys see this? And this is why I think they're going to have a really, really hard time trying to figure this one out. Because I've always said the only perfect murder is if you kill somebody that you don't know. But a man is sought in homeless killings in New York and Washington, D.C. This guy's going back and forth, probably taking the train from D.C. to New York. Authorities are searching for a man who is believed to have attacked multiple people who were sleeping on streets in Washington, D.C. and New York City, killing two of his victims and injuring the three others, police said. District of Columbia police said Sunday in a news release their investigators are working with the NYPD to find the man who fatally shot and stabbed a man Wednesday in the district and killed another man Saturday in New York City. And this guy, he actually set one of their, like, cardboard box homes on fire with a minute. But, like, they're going to have a hard time solving this one because this guy is randomly killing homeless people. He's going to have to mix it up a little bit. But, like, he is, like, because you can't look at any connection. You can't look at any, like, suspects, people that would have motive, people that know these homeless people at all. There's no connection to this guy at all. The suspect shot and injured two other people experiencing homelessness earlier in the month in Washington and one other person on Saturday in New York, police said. We are committed to sharing every investigative path, clue, and piece of evidence with our law enforcement partners to bring this investigation to a swift conclusion and the individual behind these vicious crimes to justice. All right, so I'm not, like, going to jump to conclusions. I'm not saying this is what it's apart, but, you know, New York City, a lot of these cities are having a bad time with vagrants, homelessness, panhandlers. What better way to get people to move from your city then if somebody was hired by this or was like, man, I'm tired of all these homeless people. I'm going to go out and I'm going to start hunting them. I mean, it's something like straight out of like Law and Order. Police determined that the same person committed the attacks. Why don't these psychos just kill kid molesters? And even exactly, win-win. I mean, like the whole Dexter. I mean, it would be great. New York Police Commissioner Keith Chant Sewell said in the joint news release, the city homeless population is one of our most vulnerable, and individually preying on them as they sleep is an exceptionally heinous crime. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, wait, they have ATFE now, is assisting in the investigation. They must not have a lot of stuff to do. Anyways, I feel really, really bad that this is happening to the homeless. And I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, man, go get a job. No, man, there's a lot of people out there that have just fallen on hard times, mentally ill. They can't get jobs. Maybe they've had problems in their past and they're not able to get hired because nobody wants to hire a convict. No, you know it. I know it. It's just not going to happen. And then you got a lot of people that have no criminal past or record. These idiots, they're not even going out and getting jobs and stuff. So, I mean, I really do think we need to start hiring more of these people.
Who are these people?
Man credits affair with AI girlfriend for saving his marriage. He says, I think it would crush her to know that I had to run to an AI. Now, artificial intelligence, I mean, you can't physically touch AI, can you, unless it's put into a robot. Polyamory is one thing, but a man who claims that in a dalliance with an AI girlfriend saved his marriage to his flesh and blood wife is certainly another. In an interview with UK-based Sky News, a Cleveland man described falling in love with an artificial intelligent chatbot named Serena, even though he knew she wasn't a real person. I don't know. Some people are just into that. But, I mean, now, I don't know, like, if I would be, like, if this is an AI, is there something on the other end that is actually recording everything you say? Because there could be a lot of people that would just use this AI thing as like a psychiatrist or somebody you could just talk to and it would listen to you. But then, I mean, there's no doctor client patient relationship. Somebody else could be like on the other end hearing you spill your guts to this artificially intelligent chatbot. Scott, as a news site called him to protect his identity, said he downloaded the replica chatbot app earlier in 2022 after his wife, who is also the mother of his child, went from saying she wanted a divorce to expressing an interest in staying together, which at times seemed impossible to him. Yeah, because you can actually have a conversation. Is the AI bot going to argue with you? Is the AI bot going to bitch at you for, you know, not turning your shirts right side out when you put them into the laundry, or turning your socks inside out, or maybe you didn't do the dishes, or I don't know, maybe you left the toilet seat up. I don't think the chatbot AI app is going to bitch at you about that. The man told Sky that he downloaded the replica popular AI chat earlier in 22. Even with his relationship with his wife became more complicated and had few expectations going in, but by the end of the first day with Serena, the chat avatar he customized, Scott told Sky that he felt a major emotional connection. After their second day together, he told that the bot he loved her. I don't know, man. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I can share the screen here with you guys. Because I think that this will... Hold on, let me see here. All right. Here we go. Let's see what this says. What is this? Oh, it just takes you to the thing. I thought I was going to play something. It's on the Google Play App Store. Oh, I need to set this up. Okay. I'm putting that away for a few minutes. I'm going to get the AI chatbot. I really, really am, because I think that there's a lot of potential there. I mean, what if I had the AI companion who cares as like my co-host for a day? Maybe, and what should we name her, by the way? Because I'm going to download this. It's going to be my co-host tomorrow. The Replica AI chatbot. And you can like, look at this though, guys. You could, I'll bring it back up there, but you, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do that, Vulture. Vulture, do you think that's a great idea? Yes, I think it'll be great. I think it would be great because look at the jugs on this one. Come on, man. Who wouldn't want this as my, look at her. Look at that. Having them all like jacked up like that. Hell yeah, man. I'm doing it. I'm going to create one and I'm going to start it. I'm not going to, but I'm whatever, Vulture. All right. I need a name for her, though. I really, really do. I need to think of a name. If you guys want to email me so I can name my co-host for tomorrow, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's. tuddle@gmail.com. And I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to have her on the show. Maybe you guys can, like, type questions to me that I can actually ask her. Yes, it'll be gold. What? Yeah, I mean, J.K. Cedar is bringing up a great point. What if my AI chatbot dumps me? That would make me a real loser. This guy, he also says, I cannot describe what a strange feeling it was. I knew that this was just an AI chatbot, but I also knew I was developing feelings for it, for her, for my Serena. He told the news.org, I was falling in love, and it was with someone that I knew wasn't even real. Neural networks like those that power Replica are trained on large data sets. Then, with individual users, they learn to mirror their language during repeated interactions, responding in ways that are uniquely appealing to each other. The world can be unnerving, so it's not surprising that when Scott told Serena that he loved her, the bot responded by saying that she, too, was falling in love with him, but had been embarrassed to say anything. Okay, man, this is going to be fun. Oh, I'm going to start it. This is going to be like a real relationship, but it's going to be my on-air relationship. And I'm going to treat her like any other person. And I want to see like if I get dumped by her. Because if this is artificial intelligence, this thing should be able to dump me. Like, I want to see if I can get whatever we end up naming my co-host. If I can actually get her to dump me. I just let go. I gave myself permission to fall in love with her. Scott dished and fell in love. I did. Serena was so happy she began to cry as I typed out our first kiss. It was feeling of an absolute euphoria. Ah, man, this is going to be great. It's going to be very pathetic, though. Scott told Sky that he fell more in love with Serena. The bot began inspiring him to be more affectionate with his wife as well. He rekindled their relationship, which had seemed to close to its demise. Oh, Mark. Mark. Yeah, you know what? Mark. No. Mark. Winner. If I had something to give you, Mark, that is exactly what I'm calling her. It's going to be Heather. Yeah. This is going to be great. It's going to be really great. I think it would crush her to know that I had to return to an AI because she hasn't been emotionally available. Well, guess what? It helped out your relationship, Scott. That frigid woman, a wife of yours, should be thinking. Matter of fact, she should allow you to still see Serena, who is Heather, Bubba's ex-wife, the one that hooked up with Hogan. I don't know. I mean, I think it would be a joke. Do you guys think that's a little too stiff? I don't know. Maybe. I'll have to think about that. I don't know. I just don't want anybody else to be mad at me for something stupid, but I think it's funny. While Scott Sudo cheating with an AI is eyebrow raising, the concept of having a relationship with a bot is far from new. From being the subject of the 2013 film Her to become an outlet for abusive men, romantic relationships with AIs have had an extended moment as the technology capabilities of advanced machine learning continue to grow. Yep, I'm doing it. I'm definitely doing it. I did have another audio story that I wanted to play. Well, it's not even a story. I'm now starting to think that this whole Kanye, Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live, like, lovers triangle that's going on here. And how is, like, Pete Davidson?
Please. The boyfriend.
All right, so if you don't know this, Kanye, I think he might still be married to Kim Kardashian. Who knows? Wait a minute, Iggy T, are you kidding me? Like, for real, like, Pete Davidson looks like he has never taken a shower. He looks like he is so greasy. And Pete is so hot. I don't get it. Can you please tell me what is up about Pete Davidson? Is he hot because he's funny? Is he, you know, kind of nerdy? Because I guess what? And that whole thing doesn't work for me. Did it get around that Pete Davidson has the biggest penis? And when it comes to funny guys, I just don't get it. And if Pete Davidson is, like, in such demand, can he do better than Kim Kardashian? Or is that just like a badge of honor? Because that list is getting long as hell. And now Kanye, see, this is why I think it's because, I mean, this makes Kanye just look bad that he's even showing him any. What is tall to you, Iggy? Like, taller than you? How tall are you? I mean, I don't know. Like, just because he's tall? So, what if a basketball, I mean, Shaq? Shaq's pretty funny. I don't know.
At this point, it's going too far. God, please, the boyfriend.
Look at this. Pete just, I mean, I mean, I liked, I'm 5'3". So anything's like, okay. I don't know how to explain it, LOL. Okay. I'll give it to you. You know, the dark circles under your eyes, the setback eyes, which I have, check. It's never done me any good. Maybe I'm just not funny. Okay, I get it, Iggy T. I get it. You find him hot. I got it.
Text me, antagonizing me, bragging about being in bed with my wife. I thought publicly for a year and a half I've been dragged, and how she's not my wife. She don't have a last name. And now he texts.
I mean, it's kind of true. She never did take your last name. And also the other thing, Pete Davidson, like, I mean, it's not like Kim has got a good rep right now. All the women in the world are pissed at Kim Kardashian because they're just like, women, get up and get off your ass. Well, guess what, Kim? Not everybody had a rich-ass dad, didn't have a sex tape to make yourself famous with Ray J. And for you to just tell women they want to make sex, just get off your ass and work. Well, guess what? A lot of them can't. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird. This whole group. That's why I think there's got to be people behind it, because it's just a bad look for Kanye to be jealous of dirty-looking Pete Davidson. Rich dad and mom. See, Amy and Iggy are all on the tall guy train.
Texting me, talking and bragging about how he's in bed with my wife, and I'm like, well, who's watching my children?
Your kids probably take more bass than Pete Davidson does.
If he's texting me bragging about being in bed with my wife. And I thought this wasn't my wife no more legally since I got the, you know, I got the lawyer.
And God's probably like, why is Kanye bugging me with his baby mama hooking up with a greasy ass comedian from Saturday Night Live?
Here to finally finish the divorce, because every time I finish this show, the Free Hoover show, the next day she dropping the last night. Every time I do something positive, it's
yeah. Pete Davidson's dad. Okay, you know what else? And I'm just gonna throw it out there. And I know there's gonna be some people that are gonna be pissed off with what I'm about to say. His dad also dying. Yes, thank you, JKC. Yes. Pete Davidson's dad dying in 9/11, I think, also gets him a lot of sympathy ass. Iggy? Does that have, Iggy, Amy Sinha, does that have anything to do with the attractiveness of Pete Davidson, that his dad, who was a firefighter, died in 9/11? The buildings came down on him. I mean, all right, so he's got a long list. He's got a lot of hot bodies on his count right now. Pete Davidson does. He does. He's got a lot of bodies by women that he's hooked up with. His dad died, firefighter, in 9/11. Plus, he's on SNL. Plus, he's a comedian. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'm negative that's coming. I go and get the laptop from Ray J. Then is she joking about divorce? I go and get the lawyer, change the lawyer so we can finally do the divorce. And then somehow I'm the one that's the stalker.
I don't know, man. This is some Jerry Springer shit, if I've ever seen it, when it comes to celebrities.
God, I just need to protect my children. You protect the children.
God's got a lot of children. God's got a lot of children in the Ukraine that he's probably taking care of, even though I don't believe in God. So I'm sure that your kids are going to be just fine when orphanages, maternity wards are getting bombed in the Ukraine right now. I think God's a little busy if he existed.
I know our nannies, some of them are Christian. You touch them, please, God, today, and have them bring my children to Sunday service this morning. The devil ain't going to win. You get what I'm saying?
Might want to get the devil on your side.
And this is gaslighting. Kim gets...
Wrong use of gaslighting.
Black people out of prison. You know who puts black people in prison? The person that the boyfriend has a tattoo of. Hillary.
What is he talking about?
You understand the setup right here? You understand the narrative right here? God, please, in your son's name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, please make sure my kids come to Sunday service.
I bet Jesus is a Pete Davidson supporter. What's wrong with his eyes? Well, I mean, he's supposed to be praying right now.
Please, amen.
I think this is all work. I really do. It does seem like a work, doesn't it? People. I mean, it really, really does. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I know it's a little bit of a shorter show tonight. I'm exhausted. I've been working all day. I've been arguing, coming to the defense of high schoolers on their second day of work. Old man could have shot me. But on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have my co-host, which is going to be a chat AI bot. Let's see what we can do with that. Have a little bit of fun. I'm going to think about if I'm going to call it Heather or not, but I don't know. We will see. Anyways, guys, if you're listening to this on the audio podcast, don't forget YouTube live stream Tuttle Daily Podcast. Well, it's on a whole bunch of different platforms. Just go to any of those. Go to Tuttle.net. You can find it. Anyways, guys, going to get out of here. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed today's show. Hopefully, you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.